I'm Sylvia Ash Bullard on 88.9 The Cube, welcoming Bianca Bedicini, who has had a part in the production of When You're a Woman. Now, the screening for that film will be at Centennial Theater at Bishop's on Sunday, February 9th at 1:30. And we have Bianca on the line, who's going to explain a little bit more about this. Hello.
Hi, Sylvia. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
So this film is to be presented at the Centennial Theater. Can you tell us a little bit about what this film is all about?
Well, it started with the author and producer, Guylaine Clich. She's the one who once went to Montreal. She was sitting, you know, in a little place, a restaurant on Saint-Denis Street. And she saw a homeless person in a very bad situation on the street, and nobody was helping out. Nobody was doing nothing. So she got really, really upset about that. And this is the starting point, you know. So she came back to Sherbrooke, and she decided to produce a movie with no money, of course. You know how that worked. So she went around, and she came to see many people. I was included in the person that she visited, because she really wanted to produce that movie. So she went to Montreal when she decided to produce, and she decided to do it with woman, homeless woman. So she found, what happened in Sherbrooke, what we did first was to find a lot of things for these persons while filming. So they're homeless, you know, so Canadian Tire was very helpful. And we decided to put together all these packs so that they could have nice coats and sleeping bags and, you know, things like that. So that's how the production went, and Guylaine found the money by herself, and she, well, provided a lot of her own money. And then she did the movie, and the movie was introduced, like, in French on December 15th. And two of the homeless women were on site here in Sherbrooke. Now, we're doing this in Bishop's on February 9th. So it's in French, but it's dubbed in English. So I'm doing Lena. So I'm doing the English part for Lena. And two of the homeless women will be on site in Bishop's also on February 9th.
Okay. Now, so is there a book that goes along with this film as well?
Yes. Yes. There is a book. And the left part of the book, the left page is in French, and the right page is in English.
Oh, so it's bilingual.
Yes, because, you know, the movie is going all around Canada right now.
Oh.
So it has to be bilingual, of course. Mm-hmm. So the movie is When You're a Woman, and the book is, like, No Place to Call My Home. So they're all, the DVD is in the book anyway, so it's included when people get the book. So these books will be offered also on February 9th in at the Centennial Theater, Bishop's. And like I said, the movie is going all around Canada right now. There's even Immigration Canada. They're taking, they bought many, many copies, and they're using this as a tool to prevent homeless, of course. So it's like an education tool right now.
So now there is a little admission for the movie. I think it's something like $5, is that right? So now does this money go towards helping homeless women?
Yes, $5 is paying for to help out for the production.
Okay.
Imagine, but also we're taking Canadian Tire money.
Okay.
And this Canadian Tire money we're using to buy, like, in January, you know, when it was very, very cold?
Mm-hmm.
L'Accueil Poirier, that is in Sherbrooke, and they have people going to sleep there at night, homeless people, you know?
It's like a shelter.
So they really were asking for help. So we went to Canadian Tire with all the money we had put together since many months. And Guylaine, she bought mitts, and she bought all sorts of things, you know, to help out for these homeless people in Sherbrooke.
So if we have some Canadian Tire money hanging around the house...
Yes, we take it.
So how do we get it to you?
Well, there is a Facebook page.
Okay.
And everything is on the Facebook page. And the Facebook page is called When You're a Woman, or La Femme en Toi in French. or the phone number. It's very easy. It's 819-577-5492. And we are collecting reading glasses as well, because when we give letters, because we, like December 15, we all had people writing letters to a homeless person, and we give these letters of to encourage, you know, homeless people, but we have to give them glasses because many of them don't have reading glasses, so we are taking reading glasses as well.
Well, that's good. I know I have a few pairs hanging around the house, so I don't know what to do with them, so this is a good idea.
We can, surely can use them. Like December 15, when we launched the movie, we had about 50 letters, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And these letters are given this time in Montreal to women who are homeless in the street. And it's very, you would be surprised how, you know, how glad they are to receive these letters.
And that's great. Now, so for the film, which is going to be taking place on Sunday, February 9th at 1:30, can we bring the Canadian Tire money there and reading glasses?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. That would be a great idea.
And how long will the presentation be?
The movie is about 60 minutes.
Only about 60 minutes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And two of the homeless persons will be there also. People will be able to ask a lot of questions.
Okay, and I'm sure that people must have a lot of questions for homeless people.
If I'm telling you about the experience, which was December 15 when we launched a movie in French,
mm-hmm.
there was about, I would say, 150 persons.
Mm-hmm.
And the persons were allowed to go after and, you know, just give their ideas what they thought about that movie. And many people went up front and they said, I was judging, and I'm, you know, I don't want to be judging people anymore, and this is something very good that I saw that movie, you know.
It opened their eyes.
Yeah, opened their eyes and see there's different situations in life which can bring you to be homeless. You can go from any position to be homeless. Depends on, you know, what happens in your life. So it's very interesting to see the reaction of people.
Mm-hmm. So if we want to learn more about this, then it's on Sunday, February 9th at 1:30. Admission is $5. We've been speaking with Bianca Bettesini, who has had a part in the production of When You're a Woman. Thank you so much for telling us about this today.
Thank you so much for letting us tell you about this great production.